There has been many issues outstanding concerning the development in question, and Monsignor Chambers came to me roughly about a year ago, and I have been making representations, and I have had a number of meetings with the executive concerning the issues that the residents have raised down there. And rightly so, they've raised the issues of concern, and in particular the right-of-way. And my advice is probably to the residents at this stage that they will have no alternative but to seek legal redress concerning what the developer has done down there, in my opinion. But the local authority itself has a responsibility to both the developer and the residents. And I feel at this moment in time, today, it has brought this to a head. And I think that the legal questions that have been asked in there by me and other members today needs to be clarified and answered by the county solicitors, because the rights of those residents to use a right-of-way that has been used for over 100 years has basically been taken away from them by the developer. And that has to be resolved. The issue of the beach is a national issue, in my opinion. The Department of Environment, the Department of Heritage and the Department of Marine needs to step in and deal and take over the prosecution that Donegal County Council has initiated, because it's far bigger than Donegal County Council what has actually happened down there with the unauthorised development that is continuing down there.
And it's been going on too long now, 14 months on, residents still don't know where they do stand legally.
Well, you see the frustration today. You have people who have retired there beside that beach, and they can't live in retirement in peace. And I think that that's unfair. And I think the role of public representatives is to protect the public first and foremost. And I don't think that that has happened so far. I think that we as public representatives need to ask the questions that need to be asked, and we need to be given the answers. And as directors of Donegal County Council, I feel today that we haven't had the appropriate answers from the executive concerning the problems down in that development.